You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Excuse me. Please open your King James Bibles to the great book of Acts, chapter 12, verse 1, where we left off last time. Acts chapter 12, verse 1. Before we begin, I want to ask all of the people who are listening to me on the internet and radio to stay tuned after my program is off, because I'm coming back on immediately to pray for America, and I need you to pray with me. Also, every Christian in America, you need to come and join me each Wednesday night at 6 p.m. to pray effectually and fervently for our beloved President Trump and for the United States of America. You're also invited to come each Sunday at 5 p.m. for the live radio broadcast. You might not know it, but we have great music just before the live radio broadcast, so you'll want to come to that. And now, excuse me, Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. I have entitled this, Angels, Angels, Unawares, Believe and Expect God to Answer Your Prayers. See, I'm a poet, don't you know it? Angels, Angels, Unawares, Believe and Expect God to Answer Your Prayers. Now, as our curtain goes up on Acts 12, the church is growing. God is adding daily to the church such as we saved. Miracles are happening. And the gospel is open to the Gentiles, whosoever will may come. But you know the Bible says, beware when they say peace and safety, then comes sudden destruction. Uh-oh, here comes the devil.
Verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church.
Vex is an old Anglo-Saxon word which means to persecute, to aggravate. But who is Herod? Herod is the king there, appointed by the Roman government, but he is a descendant of Esau. Do you remember I taught you Genesis recently? Esau and Jacob were twins in Rebekah's womb. But Malachi 1 and Romans 9, God says, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Esau did not care for his inheritance. So here is Herod. He's not caring for his heritage either. So he's going to persecute the church.
2. And he killed James, the brother of John.
Oh my goodness. Jesus, in a circle was Peter, James, and John. And now James is the first one of the apostles to be killed. It's interesting. James in the Hebrew means Jacob. And Herod is a descendant of Esau. Remember in Genesis, Esau tried to murder Jacob, but he never got a chance to. So look at the generation line. Herod, the descendant of Esau, now murders Jacob, whose name is James. Look at that. But this is sad. This is the first disciple, apostle, to be murdered for Jesus' sake. But you know what? Great is his reward in heaven. He's happy now.
Amen. With a sword. 3. And because he saw it pleased the rulers, he proceeded further to take Peter also.
The word J-E-W-S is an incorrect word. It means Eudas. It either means a resident of Judea, our beloved brother Judah, or a Kenite. In this case, it's the Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S, descendants of Cain, Cain the child of the devil. Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9, they say they are Judah, but are not, the synagogue of Satan. These are the scribes and Pharisees of the synagogue who said, crucify him to Jesus, and now they want to kill Peter. Well, listen. Peter is the one that Jesus appointed to get the church going. My goodness, this is Peter who said to Jesus, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus says, "On this rock will I build my church, and not the gates of hell shall prevail against it." Peter's name is Petra, means rock. But Jesus didn't mean on the rock Peter. He meant on the rock of truth that Peter had declared that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And now Herod's going to kill him. That would work havoc in the church.
Then were the days of the unleavened bread.
That would be Passover. Now you notice they are still observing Passover even though Jesus, our Passover lamb, has ascended back to heaven. Why are they doing that? Because in Exodus chapter 12, God told Moses, "Tell the children of Israel," and meaning all who are going to be saved through the Messiah that comes through Israel, "to always observe the Passover." Don't forget that.
4. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison.
Okay, Herod has Peter arrested and he's in prison. Uh-oh.
And delivered him to 4 quaternions of soldiers.
In other words, 16 keepers there, 4 on each side. Boy, it looks bad for Peter. How's he going to get out?
To keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people.
Okay, the word Easter there is the only time you will ever see it in the King James Bible. It is a blatant mistake. It is a horrible mistake. In the original language of Greek and then traced back to the Hebrew, it's P-A-S-C-H-A, Pascha, which means Passover, all right? Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 5:7. But what in the world is Easter? Easter comes from a pagan goddess named Ishtar, and they went into the woods in the grass and laid their eggs, had sexual orgies, quick like a bunny, one after another. What in the world is this word doing here? Well, you better believe a Kenite put it in there. In other words, if God wanted us to call Passover Easter, Paul would have said in 1 Corinthians 5:7, Christ our Easter is sacrificed for us. Jesus is our Passover lamb. Every year, we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And we are almost committing blasphemy to call him after a pagan goddess. He is our Passover lamb. So every year, Christian, time to grow up, the day that we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, it should be called Passover. Christ our Passover died. Christ our Passover shed his blood for us. Christ our Passover arose from the dead. And if we ever get it right by the Hebrew solar calendar, it would be April 15th every year. Okay, so Herod says, well, after Passover, I'm going to kill Peter.
5. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing.
Oh, thank goodness. The other 11 apostles in Jerusalem and all of those Christians are praying fervently. I hope they are praying Psalm 118:17. You shall not die but live and declare the works of God. They are praying for Peter. They know they're in trouble. Now, what will they do?
Of the church unto God for him.
There were intercessory prayer for Peter. Intercessory prayer is one of the greatest works you can do. You don't get any money. Nobody knows you're doing it. But Lord God, you can move the hand of God.
Amen. Amen.
6. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers.
Okay, it was time for Herod to send for him. And of course, Herod was going to murder him. But Peter is there sleeping.
Bound with 2 chains.
Oh my goodness, he's even chained. What's he going to do? 16 soldiers there, and Peter's in chains. And Herod's coming to kill him.
And the keepers before the door kept the prison. 7. And behold, the angel of the Lord.
The angel of the Lord is always the presence of God.
Being before him. And a light shined in the prison.
God is the Father of lights, and Jesus is the light of the world. The Shekinah of glory of God. I ask it be in here right now. The shine of glory is the light of God. Good thing about that, you know, sometimes you look at a blinding light and you can't see. That would kind of shelter Peter a little bit from those guards.
And he smote Peter on the side.
Not to hurt him, just, hey, wake up, Peter.
And raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off his hands.
Jesus sets the captive free.
Amen.
8. An angel said unto him, gird thyself, bind on thy sandals.
Okay, you better put on your walking shoes, because you got to make haste. You got to make quick tracks. Put on your shoes there. Now, what about the gird? A gird is a belt. In Bible times, men wore skirts. But when they had to walk fast or go to war or run, they would take the skirt and bind it up around their legs, and they would bind it with a belt. I guess it was first skirt pant. And so they did that. But what does this really mean? We'll find out in a minute.
And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee.
Now also, Peter, put on your outer garment. Now, this is spiritual. Excuse me. In Ephesians chapter 6, God says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand all the fiery darts of the enemy, and having done all, to stand. And he says, put on the gospel, the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's your shoes. So Peter is prepared with the gospel of peace. And then he says, gird your loins with truth. So Peter has done that. Then God tells us to put on the breast of righteousness, the righteousness, do the right thing. Put on the helmet of salvation, the mind of Christ. Above all, take the shield of faith, which will protect you from all the fiery darts of the enemy. And then take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, which will protect you from the devil. So what Peter does here, he puts on the gospel armor. Now, when you get up every morning, and you know by now, don't you go out the door till you read your Bible and pray, but make sure you've got the whole armor on, because when you go out there, that armor will protect you from all the fiery darts of the enemy.
Amen.
Actually, what he's done here, he's put on the spirit man. God has temporarily sort of transferred him into the spirit man. He is now invisible. God can do anything.
Amen. And follow me. 9. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision.
He thought he was having one of those dreams in his walk. You know, people who walk in their sleep.
10. When they were past the first and second ward,
they went through past 8 prison guards.
They came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city.
Uh-oh, iron. Nobody can open that. Boy, is that fastened. What in the world are they going to do?
Which opened to them of its own accord.
Look at that. It opened of its own accord. Now, you know God is Jesus. And Jesus can open doors that no man can close. However, Peter is an heir of salvation. And Hebrews chapter 1, the last verse, says that angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for heirs of salvation. And Paul says we are surrounded by so great a cloud. That's a Hebraism, mean crowd of witnesses. In Psalm 91, God says he gives his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. So there is there's in the spiritual, it seems invisible to you. There's a difference between the spiritual and the physical. But just because you can't see it doesn't mean they are there. Your angels are all around. Now, sometimes God shows people these angels and they see them. Paul says we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. He saw them. And in the book of Kings, the prophet Elisha saw them. He and his armor bearer were surrounded by the enemy. They were going to kill the prophet Elisha. And the armor bearer said, Master, what shall we do? And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes. And God opened the eyes of the armor bearer, and lo and behold, there were thousands of heavenly army warrior angels all around. And guess what? They protected him. God protects his elect. Now, some years ago, I rode a bicycle. I would go for miles and miles and miles out in the boondocks, but I had a bicycle that had a habit of the chain falling off. And I would get stranded, and I was in trouble, and there was nobody around. And suddenly, sometimes, a suddenly would appear what seemed like a little boy. I knew it wasn't. It was a munchkin. He didn't even touch the bicycle. He just went, shh, and the bicycle was fixed. Another time, it was seemingly a hobo. And he looked bad. All of a sudden, he appeared. Shh, he fixed the bicycle. He disappeared. And one time, there was this beautiful one. He was tall and blonde and clean. He even handed me a clean cloth because my little hands were greasy from trying to fix my chain. And he went, shh, and then he was gone. Angels unawares. Now, after all of you leave after this, there will be on my piano bench and my piano and all around this podium, thousands and thousands of angels. They are beautiful. They have faces. They love me, and they're smiling at me, and they fill this place. There are thousands of them in the upper room. Our friend Scott here has a gift of taking pictures, and supernatural visions appear. Scott is taking pictures. There are thousands of them in there. And later on, when I go to bed, they'll follow me in my room to have a slumber party. Angels all around. Hallelujah. You've got them too.
And they went out and passed on to one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him.
Now, God did not really leave him, because God will never leave you nor forsake you. He just moves in to that spiritual realm. But he lets Peter stay there. Peter knows where he is now, and Peter knows what to do.
11. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod.
Oh, hallelujah. He sent his word and healed him and protected him and let him live. He's so happy.
And from all the expectation of the people of Eudas.
That's those who say they are beloved, Brother Judah. We love you, Brother Judah, but they are not. Those are scribes and Pharisees. They wanted to kill him.
12. And when he had considered the thing,
he prayed about it.
He came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark.
Mark is his last name. John is his first name. Now, there was no building, and actually a church is not a building. A church is a living organism because it's the people. It's ecclesia, the saints are set aside one, so they had church in their house, the church with the people. And when Jesus was alive, this wonderful woman named Mary, who had a son named John Mark, would let Jesus come to her house and the 12 apostles, disciples then, and the people, and they would worship God. So Peter just assumes that that's where they're going to be. But when Jesus was alive, Mary had a teenage son named John Mark. John Mark was so blessed. He bypassed all the want to be popular, want to have fun, want to get money, want to be famous stuff. He fell in love with Jesus. And what an exciting life. This teenager was later on to write the book of Mark. Hallelujah, hallelujah. America, teenagers for Jesus. Teenagers, you want to miss all the mess you're going to walk into. Give your life to Jesus now. It's the most exciting life you'll ever have. Yep, it's hard, it's scary, but it's never a dull moment. Yeah. Just come on, teenagers. Somebody make a bumper sticker. Teenagers for Jesus.
Amen.
So, they're praying there.
Where many were gathered together praying.
Were they praying in fear, or were they praying in faith? There's a difference, you know.
13. And as Peter knocked on the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda.
Rhoda's name means rose.
14. And when she heard Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness.
She was so happy he was there, she goes about and says, hey, Peter's here.
But ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. 15. They said unto her, thou art mad.
You crazy, Rhoda. He's in prison. Duh, doubting Thomas's.
But she constantly affirmed that it was even so.
He is here, she says.
Then said they, it is his angel.
Now, that is really doubt. You know what they meant by that? They said, oh, my Lord, Herod has killed Peter, and that's his spirit. Now, when you pray, it's not easy sometimes not to approach God in fear. When we pray for America, it's hard not to be afraid. When we pray for your cancer or your sickness, it's hard not to be afraid. When your business and job is gone, it's hard not to be afraid. But how do we pray? First of all, Psalm 100 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We praise the Father, first of all, before we start praying, because God inhabits the praises of his people. That brings him there. And then you pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Jesus is the password. And then you pray his will. Well, you say, well, what is his will? Well, Romans 8:26. For you know not how to pray as you ought, but the Holy Spirit will pray through you with groanings which cannot be uttered, that you pray according to the Father's will. So then, you don't know how to pray about America, about the cancer, or about the money, or about the hurricane, or whatever. You let the Holy Spirit pray through you immediately. You know the Holy Spirit's God. You know he's going to answer his own prayer. And then the next thing you do, you pray his word back to him. Not like a robot, but with great feeling. Why do you pray his word back to him? Because he tells you to. In Isaiah 43:26, God says, put me in remembrance of my word. Come, let's talk about my word. Jeremiah 1, God says, when I hear my word, I watch over my word and I perform it. So what in the world is the word about America? Why, it's 2 Chronicles 7:14. God, you said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. We pray that every Wednesday. I'm going to pray at the end of this show, and I pray it every day. And that's how you pray for America. What do you do when the doctor said you have cancer? You pray James 5:13. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. That's nothing to do with age. That means a man or a woman who is anointed and who lives and knows the word of God. Let them pray over him or her in the name of the Lord, anointing him with oil. Oil is the olive oil, two names of God, Eliyah, which means the Holy Spirit. And it says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Save in the Greek means heal. And the Lord shall raise them up. And that's what you do. And when you do that, God will start moving. And you also might want to pray 1 Peter 2:24. With his stripes we were healed. Isaiah 53:5. With his stripes you are healed. Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and healed them. Psalm 103. He heals all your diseases. What do you do about when the government's made you close your business? I don't mean the good government, Donald Trump, that other government, that government of the political system of the Antichrist, and you've lost your job. You need money. Well, you pray Luke 6:38, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall God cause men to give it to your bosom. You pray Malachi 3, will a man rob God? You say, no, you have robbed me, says God. Bring all your tithes into the storehouse that they may meet in God's house, and prove me now herewith, says God, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You don't have room enough to receive it. Amen. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. Then you pray 2 Corinthians 9. God gives seed to the sower. God watches those people who give, and he offers bread for your food and multiplies your seed sown. What about hurricanes? He makes the storm a calm. On and on and on. Now, when you pray the word, what do you do then? You believe that what you prayed for, you receive. And expect it. Anticipate it. Expect and answer, and then act like it. Don't you dare talk sickness anymore. Don't you dare talk, poor little me got no money more. Don't you just go ahead and praise him. Act like it is. Faith is an act. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
16. But Peter continued knocking.
Poor Peter, he's outside there. He knows Herod's going to come looking for him. He's knocking on the door. Now, Peter was with the Lord Jesus on the Sermon of the Mount. Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 6, Matthew chapter 7. And Peter heard Jesus say, "Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open." Now, you know Peter's got the Holy Spirit, so he's going to pray the word. You know he did. "Lord, you said, knock and it shall be open. Knock and it shall be open. Knock and it shall be open." Watch God answer his prayer.
"And when they opened the door,"
they opened the door,
"saw him, they were astonished."
They were so amazed that God had answered their prayer. You poor little person of no faith. Our God is good. Our God loves us. And when we pray, we believe. He loves us. He's a God who answers our prayers. How dare you be surprised? Now, you know what? When he answers mine, I'm not surprised, but I sure am happy. I shout and I do a happy dance because I praise him there. Just do a happy dance, but don't be surprised. He'll answer your prayer. Of course he heals your cancer. Of course he gives you the right job. Of course he's going to make Jesus the Lord of America, the Bible, the book again.
Amen.
17. "And he, beckoning unto them with his hand to hold their peace."
Shh, he says, "Be quiet. They're looking for me. Don't make too much noise." They were shouting hallelujah.
"Declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go show these things unto James and the brethren."
Now, Peter would have known that his wonderful friend James had been murdered, but there was another James who was an apostle. That was James, the son of Alphaeus, and of course, the other brethren. It was very important that Peter got the word to the other 11 apostles, because since the Lord had made Peter in charge of the church, they didn't know what to do, so they needed that encouragement. How thoughtful of Peter.
"And he departed and went into another place."
Peter kind of keeps a low profile here because you know Herod's going to be looking for him. He's an escaped prisoner.
18. "And as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers. What was become of Peter?"
Good Lord, everything's all locked up. They don't know what's happened. How could he gotten out?
19. "And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers."
He interrogated them.
"And commanded that they should be put to death."
Herod murdered all 16 of those prison guards. So you see, he was going to murder Peter.
"And he went down from Judea to Caesarea, and there abode." 20. "And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon."
Now, Herod was the king there, appointed by the Roman government. There was a neighboring area called Tyre and Sidon. Tyre comes from the word Tyrus in Ezekiel chapter 28, King Tyrus, who is none other than the devil. And remember when Satan, that old serpent, beguiled Eve in the garden, she bore Cain, and his descendants are the Kenites. And so Tyre was an island there of the Kenites, the devil's children. You might say an island of vipers. Now, they were all about money. They had a World Trade Center there, but they used ships there. And they would make trades, and they traded with Herod, so they needed to keep the trade open. They were all about money.
"But they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend."
So they bribed Blastus, who was Herod's friend there, and they said, "We'll give you money if you'll get Herod to keep on trading with us, because we need that money."
"Desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country." 21. "And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel."
He dressed in purple. Purple is the color of royalty.
"Sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them."
Great swelling words. Wow.
22. "And the people gave a shout and said, It is the voice of a god and not of a man.
Herod is a type of the about to appear on your television screen and in Jerusalem. The instead of Christ, the fake Christ, the devil with his Jesus costume on. And the whole world will call him God, and half the body of Christ will call him Jesus. Matthew 25, five are wise and five are foolish. And he will speak great swelling words. The book of Daniel says he will say, peace and safety, and cause craft to prosper. He will say, I will make peace in all of these rioters in your streets, America. He will say, safety, because coronavirus is a demon. He's one of my demons, and I can stop him. And he will cause craft to prosper. He'll say, I'll give you anything you want. Just worship me. That's the Antichrist, and he's about to appear. Are you ready?
Yeah. 23. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him.
God whacked him one. Touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm. Don't forget, he had tried to kill Peter and had killed James.
Because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost.
He was eaten of worms. Jesus always spoke in parables, and Jesus has a great sense of humor. Jesus described hell, the Greek word is Gehenna. He says, where the worm dieth not, the worm dieth not, did you get it? Pun intended, and the fire is not quenched. Actually, Jesus used the analogy of hell, or Gehenna, as a garbage pit outside of Jerusalem. All the people would bring their garbage out there and burn it with fire. It was so much of it, they put the dead animals in it. But the worms crawled in and the worms crawled out. In other words, look at God's great sense of humor. And so, looks to me like that Herod has met his Waterloo. Now, the Antichrist, the devil with his Jesus costume on, after that 1,000 years of peace, which is the day of the Lord's 1,000 years, Jesus on earth, all of us in our spiritual bodies, saved and lost alike, God's elect teaching, Satan, that old Antichrist, the devil, the serpent, all of his play actor names, is going to walk into the lake of fire.
Amen. Yes. 24. But the word of God grew and multiplied.
Man's adversity is God's opportunity. Every time God's church, which is not a building, the called out ones, the anointed ones, who've got sense enough to give it all up for Jesus, who totally live for God, every time the church gets persecuted, we just spread it abroad. If you knew the history of the church, all that's gone on, and look now, the political system of the Antichrist, that is not our beloved brother, President Donald Trump, it's the others. They have closed the churches. But do you see how the churches are going on virtual?
Amen.
In other words, we're not going to stop. We're going to take it even further.
Amen.
I'm going to take the word of God to all of America and the whole wide world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the end shall come.
Amen.
And you're coming with me.
Amen.
25. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem.
Remember that Barnabas and Saul, his name's not yet changed to Paul, went up to Jerusalem to bring some food to the apostles during that famine. Well, they're coming back now, but they've got some company.
When they had fulfilled their ministry and took with them John, whose surname was Mark.
Now they bring back this teenager. Imagine 14, 15, 16, 17. You're going to bypass all the sin that teenagers walk into. All the phony baloney sex plots, all the popularity, and you're going to live for Jesus. And Mark would write the book of Mark. Praise ye the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Angels, unawares, believe and expect God to answer your prayers. I pray
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
At this time, I want to introduce to you the owner of the produce place in Suntree, Florida, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well, Miss Sherry. What an awesome word tonight. It was
yes,
an awesome
thank
word.
You.
Sure was.
David left his stuff in the cart. Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. 1 John 5:15.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Perfect. If we know he hears us, we have the petition.
That's it.
And we're not going to be astonished. Thank you, Scott. That
You're
great
welcome,
Scott.
Yeah.
That was
great
very good. Okay. Now, in a moment, I'm going to pray for anyone who's sick. But first of all, if you're not saved, pray this prayer with me. You want to have eternal life, but not so you won't go to hell, but so you can know this wonderful Lord. Pray this with me and mean it. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Please wash away all my sins.
Please wash away all my sins.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Sins of omission.
Sins of omission.
Sins of commission.
Sins of commission.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Grow me in the Word.
Grow me in the Word.
And let me win many souls to Jesus.
And let me win many souls to Jesus.
Let others see Jesus in me.
Let others see Jesus in me.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen. 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 Now, for those of you out there in cyberspace, if you prayed that prayer, the Bible says confession is made into salvation, so you want to tell someone. I invite you to tell me. In a few minutes, my announcer will give you my telephone number, so feel free to call and leave the good words that you were saved on my voicemail. And now, let me pray for those of you who are sick. Father, in the mighty name and the power of Jesus, I ask now, according to your word in Malachi 4, you said, to those that fear your name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in the wings. And Father, we know the wings means the laser beams of Jesus Christ's healing virtue. Someone out there is addicted to tobacco. Someone else, some is cigarettes and some chew tobacco. However, you want to get rid of it. You try and you can't help it. Let's cast it out right now. In the mighty name and the power of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, the addiction to tobacco, the longing, the need for tobacco, I command you in Jesus' name to loose this person. Go to the abyss and never return. And now let there come a peace that passes understanding. Jesus gives you that peace. Jesus satisfies your longing soul. He fills your hungry soul with goodness. Peace be still. Peace be still. Bless you. You know, when the Antichrist comes, even though you know better than to worship him, although he's going to look like Jesus, talk like him, act like him, half the body of Christ will worship him. Even if you don't at first worship him, he knows your weakness. If you're addicted to tobacco or alcohol or drugs or pornography, he'll say, I'll give you some if you worship me. So now's the time. And children, ask the Lord to help you. You don't have to say, if it feels good, do it. How about if it feels bad, just don't do it, okay? So I remember the old folks used to say, I don't smoke, I don't chew, and I don't go with those who do. And that was what the holy rollers would used to say. But you need to give it up. It'll give you lung cancer. You don't need to have that. And now, let me bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now don't forget to wait after my radio program is off internet for the Prayer for America. This is your host, Sherry Medlock, saying I love you and I'm so thankful that you love the precious Godfather that I love. And I can't wait until next time when you and I get together as the family of God, to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth.
Woo! Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the Trumpet
of
Truth. God bless
you. This is Sherry Medlock of Trumpet of Truth. Won't you join me as we pray for America? Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Holy Spirit. Jesus is Lord. Precious Father, in the name and the power of Jesus, we come before you now, your people, humbling ourselves, seeking your face, turning from our wicked ways to pray for the United States of America. Father, we have sinned, and we ask that you will forgive our sins. I ask in Jesus' name that the Spirit of the living God will pour out a spirit of conviction all over America, in all 50 states, in every house, in the businesses, in the churches, and in every street and corner of America. Let there be a conviction of sin, of righteousness, and judgment to come. And I ask, Father, that you will draw us to call on your name and be saved. And I ask you will hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land, Father, as you promised in your word in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Thank you, Father. And now, Father, in Jesus' name, I lift up to you President Donald Trump. We thank you for him, Lord. We know that you have placed him for such a time as this. We ask that you will protect him. Shamar President Trump about air, land, or sea. Let him live and let him not die. Restore his strength as the eagles. Renew his youth as the eagles. I ask that you will give him sweet sleep. Let his body feel good. Anoint President Trump with the Holy Spirit. Fill him with your word. Guide him by your Holy Spirit. Let President Trump be wiser than serpents and harmless as doves. And I ask, Father God, that any more traitors around him, trying to pull another coup on him, let them be exposed and deposed in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask that you will cause President Trump to be reelected as President of the United States by a landslide majority, both of the Electoral College and the popular vote. Thank you for him. And let him be a part of turning this nation back to Jesus and the Bible. Let Jesus be the Lord of America, the Bible, the book, in Jesus' name, a holy land one more time. And Father, I'm also asking you to touch all of the people in America, especially your people called by your name, Christians. And I ask they will also vote that the House of Representatives get back on the right side, Republican right. Let us take that House back from those socialists and communists who hate us, and let us maintain the Senate. Let all of the government be the government of Jesus Christ, from the Constitution, which is from the common law of England, which is from the Bible. Give us victory in Jesus' name. And Father, I'm asking that you will reform the Church of Jesus Christ in America. I ask you to bring all of your church together, one accord, no discord. Jesus is Lord. Put each one of us in our right place, no one missing, no one broken, encouraging one another. Let us give up the divisions and the denominations, and let us make Jesus our real Lord. Let us give up the pride and the movie star business in the church and the begging for money. And let the word of God be rightly divided, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Let the Holy Spirit lead and build your church, and not the gates of hell shall prevail against it. And let the Church of Jesus Christ in America come together now and take back this country from the enemy, from the socialists, from the Marxists, from the communists, from the political system of the Antichrist, and make Jesus our Lord and the Bible our book, and let us be holy and free. And Father, I'm asking you to reform the educational system in our country. This is a good time, Father. Let the schools get back like they were originally. Let that all of the schools, Father God, have Christian teachers, and let each day begin with the teacher reading the red words of Jesus and praying in the name of Jesus with a pledge of allegiance. Let our children be taught the true history of America. Father, have mercy on this country. I ask you to save us and heal us and make us free again. Rebuke the devourer for our sakes. Oh, Father Jesus, Lord of America, Bible book, protect us by thy might, O Lord God. And that's not all. oh God, that we are asking you keep us free. We ask you that you will be glorified in this nation, that the cross of Jesus Christ will be lifted up above America, and the whole world will know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Father, thank you for hearing this prayer. And I know you hear me always. And I ask you to please do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask a thing. We thank you. We love you. God save America. And God bless America. And may America bless God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, everybody out there listening to me now, Jesus says, if two or more agree touching anything, it shall be done. Let us all say together, I agree in Jesus' name. Let's say it, America. I agree in Jesus' name. Thank you, and I love you. And I'll see you next time with Trumpet of Truth. God bless you.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
Join Redeemed alongside Mark Lee, co-founder of Third Day, for a classic rock and roll Christian concert at the Azan Shriner Center on Saturday, September 19th at 7 p.m. Feel the spirit while rocking out to original Christian rock and roll and enjoy food and beverages in a family environment. Redeemed with special guest Mark Lee, Saturday, September 19th at the Azan Shriner Center. Doors open at 6:15 and show at 7. The first 100 people get a free gift. Tickets are $10 online and $12.50 at the door. Visit WeAreRedeemedBand.com for details.
Like this king so innocent, a crown of thorns upon his head. Feel his heart of grace. Behold this man of suffering, who bore the cross and all our shame. Breathe again this mystery, nailed to a cross, there in our place. O Lamb of God, you made a way. Once for all, you died so I could live again. Once for all, you washed away our sin. Streams of scars of love can still be seen on your hands and on your feet. We feel your heart of grace. Heaven's gates opened wide. You have raised us up to life. We breathe again this mystery, nailed to a cross.
yourselves no rest till your kingdom comes on earth. You've positioned watchmen on the walls. Now our prayers will flow like tears, for you've shed your heart with us. God of heaven, on our knees we fall. Come down in power, reveal your heart again. Come hear our cries, the tears that plead for rain. We're knocking, knocking on the door of heaven. We're crying, crying for this generation. Give ourselves no rest till your kingdom comes on earth. You've positioned watchmen on the walls. Now our prayers will flow like tears, for you've shed your heart with us. God of heaven, on our knees we fall. Reveal your heart.